Welcome back to the Army Sports Network pregame show brought to you by Bud Light, proud partner of Army, West Point Athletics. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. On Sing Second Saturday at Tate Rink, we have 80-31 in our midst. In February, Tom Theodorakis accepted the promotion to Director of Intercollegiate Athletics at the United States Military Academy. We thank him for joining us as he continues to learn West Point, as he puts it, from sitting on classes to participating in summer training. How often, Theo, do you find yourself blown away when you spend time with the cadets?
Well, first off, Nikolai, let me just say thank you. Really appreciate the work that you do and continuing to carry the West Point message and tell others the amazing work we're doing. So I appreciate you and everything you're doing. No, for me, it's about connecting with our cadets and finding ways to do that and fun ways to do that. You know, I always say I want to take my work seriously, but not myself, right? So continuously trying to understand what their world is like. And I think, can anyone ever really fully understand West Point? I think that's impossible. But for me, I want to get in it as much as possible, be ingrained in what they do. And like you said, be in the classroom, be in summer training, and just be around them as much as possible to connect with them, make sure they're doing okay. And that's the fun part of the job.
Even for taking the AD job, you've given everything you've had to give to the Mikey Stadium Preservation Project. This week, we learned the suites and loge and ledge seating at the new East Stands were sold out. Did you envision this happening with this current football season still in progress?
Sir, to be honest with you, I did. Once we saw this project come to fruition, once you actually saw the magnitude of this project and you can see it in person, there was just a tremendous response. You know, it's one thing to see the renderings, but actually when you see it in person, you're saying, wow, this is tremendous. And there were a lot of individuals who wanted to be a part of it. You know, the reason we built it was there was an appetite to have more hospitality and to have more options with Mikey Stadium. It is 100 years old. So, you know, many of the reasons why it was built was there was a need for it. And I think people looked at it and said, you know what, I want to be a part of that. So did I think it would be this quick? Maybe not so much, but really proud of the progress we made. And we're at the finish line right now. We're close to being sold out. So my hope is in the next couple months here, we're fully sold out and ready to go for the 26th season, knock on wood.
The speed of the physical progress on the East Stands amazed many. Any chance that this all gets done before the end of the summer? Am I crazy to wish that it finishes during lacrosse season?
You are crazy to think that, but I appreciate your aspirations.
No, it's okay. I've been called crazy for other things.
You said it. No, I think I couldn't be prouder of, we have such a tremendous team there that's building the project, that's part of that construction, and they've just done an amazing job there. I feel like they're there all the time. So no, they've done a great job and they've put us in a position to get us on time. And again, knock on wood that we complete it this summer before the 26th football season.
The release of the Army-Navy football uniform is the major highlight every year. What went into the design given the U.S. Army turning 250, and how many people contributed to the final product?
You know, it's the America's game, right? Army-Navy is special in so many ways, and what it's turned into, you know, from a uniform reveal standpoint, it's one of the highlights. You know, people are excited about who we're going to represent, who we're going to honor as far as our uniform every single year. So let me tell you, it's a collaborative process. It's we have an amazing team here in Army Athletics that is a kind of close hold and understanding what that's going to be, what the concept is, and what the design is going to look like. It's also teaming up with our team history department here at the Academy to make sure that the uniform is accurate and reflects well on, you know, history. You know, we don't want to make sure we're telling the right story. That's important. And, you know, so we rely on the experts here in the history department to help us through that process. And obviously Nike's been tremendous partners with us, you know, so it's one thing to have an idea and a concept, but what they're able to do is truly remarkable as far as telling that story through these uniforms. Every stitch represents something that really is tugs at the heartstrings, especially with this 250 uniform. You talk about the Purple Heart, you talk about the marble, you talk about, you know, 250, that's powerful. And that represents a lot. And that's no easy task. And I think what they've put together, this collaborative team is remarkable. And I think reflects well on some of the feedback we've heard early on.
One of the biggest splashes over the summer came with the announcement that Levy Restaurants would take care of food and beverage at all sporting venues on post. As the first football season with Levy wraps up, have the fans made it clear you've given them what they wanted?
I think we've taken steps in the right direction. Very excited about Levy and what they've done. But I do think this is also going to be an iterative process. You know, this was step one, you know, kind of to see implementation. You know, like you said earlier, we're going through, it's a construction site right now at Mikey. So we are limited in what we can and can't do. But, you know, Levy in their first year, I think has done a remarkable job. There's a lot of room for improvement too, where we can, now that we'll have a full stadium in 26, continue to find ways to upgrade the food, upgrade, you know, drinks, upgrade the experience from an F&B standpoint, and make sure our fans holistically just have a great experience at Mikey.
The relationship
and beyond too. It's not just Mikey, it's all of our sports too. So we across the board, any game, any match, again, they have a tremendous experience with us.
The relationships with the AAC and its members are all different from the ones you have with the Patriot League and its members. As this football season starts to wind down, what have you learned from the AAC and its members recently, and have you found things in common with them?
I'll just say we are so lucky to have Tim Pernetti as commissioner of the American. I've actually known Tim for over 10 years. You talk about innovation. You talk about someone who just gets it, for lack of better terms. That's Tim Pernetti. He's somebody who he leads from the front. He's very good with our conference presidents, very good with our ADs as a collective. And that's not easy because you sometimes do have conflicting narratives and perspectives, and he's able to really unite us and be a united front. And I think it shows, you know, the Americans had a tremendous year so far and going to have a seat at the table in the college football playoff. I'm pretty confident in that. So it starts up top with Tim Pernetti, but yeah, to be associated with a lot of these schools, you know, one thing I've realized just being here at Army West Point and in the American is the visiting teams love coming here, you know, so Tulsa, for example, that's coming, you know, they're bringing a large contingent of their season ticket holders, their donors to West Point because they want to see what that's about. And almost every single week when we're playing an opponent, they're taking advantage of West Point, wanting to see it, wanting to learn more about it, give a tour. And they always leave, you know, enamored by what this institution is and what it represents. So I think the overall experience with the American, I think, couldn't have been better. And we're excited to continue to compete and do our best to compete for conference championships.
As we talk about this, though, you're still pretty happy with the Patriot League across the other sports, correct?
100%. They're great partners and make a lot of sense from the other sports, yes.
To have Duke come here for a basketball game was extraordinary. To have Mike Krzyzewski here was over the rainbow. What do you hope people who paid to get in that night or watched the game on television took away from that experience?
So at West Point, within our strategic plan, it's about creating moments, special moments. And that's with our West Point community members. That's with our cadets. And I think this having Duke here on Veterans Day, you know, and honoring Coach K is a great example of that. We, you know, since Coach K retired, you know, it's important for us to engage with him and let him know, hey, we're appreciative of what he's done. And, you know, he's a great example of what a cadet athlete can do. And he's a great example for us. So to have him and his family back here on top of Duke coming here and playing us at Crystal was such a unique experience. So as you saw, we broke the attendance record at Crystal, you know, that says something. And, you know, the cadets loved it. They were jumping around even through the second half towards the end, you know, they were into it. And I think overall top to bottom, I think was well reflected for us to, our team did a great job in honoring Coach and that banner. He felt, you know, he felt the love that day. And I feel like it was just such a unique experience for us.
Rivet is tonight's game sponsor. People may remember it from the Duke game. How can that partnership and others like the one Black Rifle Coffee Company change the game for an athletic department, especially one like West Point that has some needs that are unique?
Yeah, you know, for us, we need to be aggressive on the sponsorship side. You know, that doesn't mean we are NASCAR and we do a different, you know, sponsors with everybody. But what are companies that make sense, that are aligned with our values and our institution? And, you know, and the ones you mentioned are great examples of that. So we'll continue from our end to be aggressive. You know, revenue generation is an important part of what we're doing. You know, athletic departments, we need to continue to make sure we're finding ways to bring in revenue to help us compete at the highest level. So yeah, I know we're going to continue to be aggressive on that front. And those are great examples. And even in the past year of bringing in some exciting partners.
The Academy's mission is important, but so is winning on the field. What did it mean to see the women's cross country team three-peat as major league champions and then see the women's soccer team finally get that title?
Unbelievable. You know, I think we've had a really good fall, you know, and exactly what you said, sir, you know, developing second lieutenants is what we do here. That's our mission. But winning matters, and those aren't mutually exclusive. You know, we need to get our cadets used to winning because they're going to win on other battlefields on other days. So they need to work that muscle. And I think it's a testament to our amazing cadet athletes that we have here, these amazing women, and also a testament to the great coaches that we have. You know, we have a great community of coaches that are really pushing the limits and doing some amazing things here at Army West Point. So Coach Chow, Coach Smith, you know, across the board, you know, we're winning at a high level right now. And that's the expectation. You know, that's what we want to do here. That's the standard.
You've made a couple of coaching decisions recently, and imagine that Katie Kuester and Jen Solomon Clayton, those two journeys were very different from each other. But with every important decision you've made, have you started developing a template for what attributes a coach or administrator should have here?
That's a very good question. Short answer, yes, we have. You know, but I will tell you, each coaching search is different and a bit unique. But yeah, there are some characteristics that will be similar in any search that we do. You know, here at Army West Point, going back to standards and going back to expectations, you know, we want to have leaders of character here, not just from our cadets, but from our coaches and leaders that understand this institution and what it's about and what it's supposed to produce. So I use the John Wooden quote often, you know, be quick, but don't hurry. So for us, it's understanding, hey, this is what we're looking for, but we need to find the right person. So those two examples that you just gave, Katie Kuester and Coach Solomon, I mean, they're unbelievable women. They have done an amazing job of building a culture, building a winning culture. They've had tremendous seasons so far, and it's going to be fun to watch them in the future. They're just absolute rock stars.
Army West Point Giving Day is Tuesday, December 2nd. People can go to armywestpointgivingday.com right now and donate. The goal is $2.25 million. What would it mean to reach that goal at such a critical crossroads for this athletic department?
Yeah, so thank you for bringing that up. You know, it's such a pivotal day for our department. You know, we to have the ability to have the funds to invest, I always say investing in our cadet athletes is the best investment you can make. It's investing in our nation's future and future second lieutenants and future leaders of our Army. And so the lessons they learned on this field today are only going to help them later on in life. So, you know, these funds help go above and beyond. They help support operations, team travel, and the overall cadet experience, and help supplement a lot of our budget. So we do ask if you have the ability to participate at any level to think about that and give to any sport that you feel have the proclivity for. But as a whole, you know, this is a great investment and something that has a tremendous impact, not just in the athletic department, but I think the institution and honestly the United States of America.
Minimum donation of $5, donations of $47 bring lots of smiles to people's faces around here. Theo, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck as this first semester winds down, sir.
Beat Air Force. Thank you for everything.
Tom Theodorakis arrived at West Point a little over 3 years ago. He's now the athletic director trying to bring the Mikey Stadium Preservation Project to a conclusion. Did the football team win its final game of the season there today? We'll tell you all about it after this break. It's Army West Point Hockey on the Varsity Network from Learfield.